This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, this whole stimulus check thing has been so confusing to try to follow because of the battle in Washington. We know there is more money coming. The government loves to print money. So we are asking you, if you have your money, or maybe you're waiting on your money, what do you plan to do with it?
We just received a text message from someone who was fortunate enough to be able to work through the entire pandemic. So they are going to donate their stimulus money to the workers at a local restaurant they frequent so that they can all split it as a tip.
Oh, my God.
What a kind gesture.
My hat is off to you.
Also from our text club, I had to buy a new washing machine, so there goes that money.
Oh, that'll go quickly.
Kara is getting a remote starter for her car.
That's excellent. Everybody should have one of those.
It is life-changing when you remember to use it.
I always remember. My car is a furnace before I get into it. People in the neighborhood are complaining, where's that heat coming from?
Joe is going to put the money toward home renovations. Dee needs to buy a new stove, too.
Oh, wow. All right. Thanks for holding. Where's your money going?
I'm going to spend my stimulus amount on medical marijuana to help relieve my pain.
Well, you know what? Good for you. It is legal and, from what I hear, highly effective on pain.
It is. You should have did this a long time ago.
Will this last you a while?
About a good month, month and a half.
Enjoy that pain-free month and a half.
Thank you.
All right. Where is your money going?
To the rain tax that they keep hitting me with and the taxes when they raise it all up because all this money they gave away.
The voice of cynicism.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.